Let's go to Washington, where President Obama is meeting with Afghanistan's new president, Ashraf Ghani, at the White House today, as Ghani tries to forge a new relationship with the U.S. after 14 years of a war that began with a search for Osama bin Laden. Yesterday, President Ghani visited the Pentagon and offered his thanks for the sacrifices U.S. troops made in his country.
Each one of you has left a legacy. But what gratifies me is what I've had the honor to hear repeatedly from American veterans. I've left a piece of my heart in Afghanistan. Thank you.
The U.S. still has about 10,000 troops on the ground in Afghanistan after formally ending the American combat mission that started there after 9/11. President Obama's original timetable called for the withdrawal of all of them by the end of 2016. Ghani wants more flexibility, and that's quite a change from the previous president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, who in May said the U.S. should pull all of its troops out of the country by the end of 2014. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman is covering President Ghani's U.S. visit. She joins us now. And Michelle, what does President Ghani want? Does he want the U.S. to keep boots on the ground beyond 2016?
You know, he was hesitant to say much in public when he was at Camp David yesterday. He said this is an issue President Obama's going to have to decide. But he and many experts are expecting President Obama to delay the U.S. withdrawal plans. I mean, Afghanistan does have to get through what's become known as the spring fighting season, which begins now. And as you mentioned, there are about 10,000 troops there. Obama's original plan was to get that down to about half this year, with everyone pulled out by the end of 2016. And that looks less and less likely, Robin. There were some high-profile Afghan watchers here in Washington, former ambassadors, intelligence and Defense Department officials, who wrote an open letter today saying that a full withdrawal is going to put at risk the hard-won gains in Afghanistan. They point out that Afghan forces really rely heavily on American air power and intelligence and logistics, and that the civilian death toll is really still very high. The UN said that 10,000 civilians were killed just last year.
Well, but as Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter asked yesterday, or said yesterday, he's going to ask Congress for funding to boost Afghanistan's security forces to sustain them through 2017, which would put some of the, you know, the burden of protection on Afghan forces. But just asking for that money, isn't that going to be a tough sell in Congress after the billions of dollars the U.S. already spent there?
It does cost about $4 billion a year to do this. But I don't think anyone in Congress really thought that price tag would go away anytime soon, because, as you say, there are clear national security interests in Afghanistan. And the idea is to make sure that Afghans can take the lead in the country so that U.S. troops can eventually leave. One issue, Robin, that Congress might raise, though, in all of this are reports of human rights abuses by some Afghan units. By law, the U.S. would have to cut off aid to those rights abusers. Another concern that I'm hearing from some Afghans is that U.S. aid is too focused on the military, and the armed forces could become sort of the dominant economic power in the country.
Right. Well, you have spoken twice of people wanting to hold on to the gains in the country. How much does Iraq hang over all of this, and the talk about troop withdrawal leading to that country, you know, almost breaking into pieces?
I think that's a big part of it. We're also hearing concerns from Afghans and from U.S. officials about gains by the so-called Islamic State, ISIS having some sort of foothold in Afghanistan, and that's something they're clearly watching right now.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, what might President Ghani promise to do on one end of a bargain in order to get continued U.S. troop support? Is he being asked to reach out to Pakistan, for instance, to try to start a better peace process with the Taliban?
He has been reaching out to Pakistan and talking about the need for reconciliation. I spoke recently with the UN envoy to Afghanistan, who says that he's been trying to nurture contacts as well under the radar for the time being. And the U.S. has always said that it supports a peace process in which the Taliban renounces violence and abides by the country's constitution and break links with al-Qaeda, of course, this new element of ISIS. Gaining some sort of foothold in Afghanistan is something that the U.S. is going to to have to watch, too.
And, of course, Michelle Kellerman, as we note this historical moment, this new Afghan president coming to the White House after a 14-year war in the country, we're reminded of how many lives were lost there. So we want to mention that as well. NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman, thank you.
Thank you.